This is a critical time of the year for the Salvation Army internationally and right here in Quincy. So we're so pleased to welcome Captain Adam Boynton of the Quincy chapter of the Salvation Army to the program to tell us a little bit more about what's happening there right now. Captain, nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you as well. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. Yeah, your wife Amanda was here earlier this year. So you are in her stead today. We appreciate
right.
that very much. You've only been here, what, since July?
Since July. We started in July.
How's it been going so far?
It's been very busy, but really good. It's been great to meet everybody and to, kind of experience how the Salvation Army operates in Quincy and then how life happens in Quincy.
Yeah.
So that's been good.
What have been some of the highlights, would you say? What's different about this assignment than your previous? Was it New Jersey, I think?
Yeah, we were in New Jersey previously. One of the big things that we have here that we didn't have in our previous location is a common thing for the Salvation Army to have a food pantry. So we got to experience that and to be able to engage with that. But also just living around Quincy, getting to see all of the sites and take our kids around there and just meeting people and the other agencies that have already been helping has just been incredible.
That's good. So you've had a positive response from the community, you would say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody's been very generous, very warm, very welcoming. We kind of fit right in when we started working with, community leaders and other agencies and the volunteers for the Salvation Army. So it's been a delight.
How have you been coping with the pandemic, so far?
Oh, we've seen increased need and people coming for the food pantry.
Sure.
That's been the largest thing. And then coming out of the pandemic, having people to come and volunteer as well. As we've seen kind of more people coming for both. Volunteering now, we always need more volunteers, but also about over the last couple of years, we've seen the numbers of people coming for the food pantry each month about double.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's not unique to the Salvation Army, I know. It's food pantries in general are experiencing that, from the Greater Boston Food Bank all the way down.
Yeah, and the ones that I've talked to, specifically in Quincy, have experienced more people coming, more people in need.
Sure. Well, the cost of food, of energy, of just about everything is going to probably push more people to the breaking point.
Yeah, and what they usually get is they come in, they usually get some sort of staples, things, pastas and goods that will stay on the shelf for a little while, and some fresh goods just to kind of bridge the gap.
Sure, yeah. Do you need donations for the food pantry?
We take donations of certain food staples, but we always say with food pantries, and that's not just exclusive to the Salvation Army, but all food pantries, oftentimes we're able to purchase food from the food bank, fresh food as well, at a lower cost. So we always encourage people to also give monetary donations specifically for the food pantry so that we can and purchase some of those foods in larger quantities, which brings the price down, and we're able to provide more food across the board.
You could stretch the dollar a lot more than somebody could at the retail level.
But we always take donations as well.
Sure.
However it comes in, we try to take it and get it out as fast as possible.
Yep. Obviously, this time of year, the holidays, your biggest drive is your annual kettle drive, right?
That's right.
The bell ringers.
That's right.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. We are down this year, but people have been generous and warm and welcoming, like we said earlier. And just getting people out to ring the bell has been one of our primary challenges. Mm. We've had volunteers come and give their time, but it's usually about the number of volunteers. We do use a small team of paid staff to raise that money, because a lot of people are working when they volunteer when they can,
sure.
but to fill in the gaps. And so we've had less of those as well.
Okay.
But people that have been at the kettle have told us how kind people have been. And it's awesome at this time of year to hear the stories of how people have interfaced with the Salvation Army at one point or another, or a family member or a friend. Mm-hmm. So you never know what kind of stories you'll hear.
Yeah. About how many locations do you have?
About 12 locations between Quincy and Weymouth and Braintree and Hingham. So if you go to a Stop and Shop around any one of those For cities, you'll probably see one of our bell ringers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're also at the Walmart in Quincy and the Walmart in Weymouth as well. Those are the big stands.
Yeah.
Any of the larger grocery stores, the Walmarts, that's where you'll usually find somebody bringing the bell.
Okay.
So long as we have somebody there that day to ring the bell. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a goal set?
Yeah, we have a goal of $130,000 for this year. So as of right now, like we said, we're about 30% shy.
Really?
So we may be coming in a little bit under, but we never know. We never know what this week has in store. So we just rely on the generosity of people.
Okay. If you don't make the goal, does that mean the cuts of some services?
Just continue to try to raise funds throughout the year, find ways to pinch pennies here and there. To try to be more effective with less,
mm-hmm.
but the more we raise, the more we're able to do.
Yeah.
So this is our biggest fundraising time between the folks that mail in donations and the folks that give at the kettle. This is where most of our fundraising happens.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was curious if the online phenomenon, if you know, has had an impact at all. People not going to stores as much, you know, and just shopping online.
We see that. We see a lot of people that don't have that don't carry cash.
Right.
I certainly don't carry cash as frequently as I used to, and the Salvation Army has great options to give online.
Yes.
And at the kettle, there's usually a sticker on the sign
mm-hmm.
that you can put your phone up to.
Oh.
I've shown a few people. I've put my phone up there, and a little notification pops up, sends you right to the website. And I have an Apple phone, so you can do the Apple Pay right there or through a credit card or PayPal.
Oh, okay.
So that we've been trying to catch up with the times to make sure that there's always an opportunity to give. Because we want to catch people as they're thinking about us.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's good to know. It's a QR code, right?
There's a QR code, and then there's a tag in the actual sticker. So if you hold your phone up to the actual sticker that's there, it will bring up a notification on your phone to go to the website.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've done it a few times this year to show folks, and it's every time it's gotten to the right spot.
Very good. Do you also participate in the Amazon Smile program where folks can donate?
That helps for the Salvation Army larger, and that usually trickles down to us here locally.
Yes,
so
okay.
every little bit helps.
Okay, good. You just had a big toy drive, right? A toy giveaway?
Yes, a big toy distribution. It was pretty hectic at the building.
I bet.
But we were glad to, over Friday and Saturday, serve about 250 families with toys and food, and then another 250 households with just food.
Okay.
And so our gym was packed full, volunteers going every which way. Little elves with the gifts and packing the food boxes. And so we made it through. We're serving folks that couldn't make it on those particular days.
Right.
They're coming in this week, and so it's been a pleasure to be able to serve folks. And as I said on Sunday in church, we're happy to be past it as well. Those are some hectic days.
I am sure, yes.
But we're glad to be able to provide that service.
Yeah. For someone who does need assistance, Captain, what who is eligible and how do they access those services?
Well, we always encourage people to call us.
Yes.
If a family qualifies for low-income services, then usually they qualify for ours as well, so long as they're living in the area. But if they call the building, we're able to walk them through that process. And if we can't serve them, oftentimes we can at least point them in the right direction.
Right, it can be a resource for them, sure.
Yeah.
Cost of energy, as I mentioned, is also going up. Is there an energy assistance program?
Yeah, we have... We do provide certain energy assistance programs for people that are facing a shutoff, which, as we've gone through the pandemic and moratoriums have stopped and bills have started coming in.
Yes,
We've seen people calling needing oil with the price of oil going up, electricity. We field those calls, and we try to help people as best we can.
Yeah, I know you work
through
with the Good Neighbor Energy Fund, I think, to distribute funds through that program.
That's right.
You look at utility companies, which is going to be key
forward. It's a valuable effort, a resource for people, so that if we can, our philosophy always is, if we can help alleviate a small burden,
mm-hmm.
in one way or another, there's always something else that people will need to afford. You know, we all know the bills don't stop coming in the mail.
Well, exactly, right. But yeah, if you can take one burden of a heating bill off,
that's right.
then they can pay the rent that month, or, you know, or
right.
vice versa.
And when people feel some ease, especially about utilities,
yeah.
knowing the power is going to stay on, knowing the heat's going to be there, that really helps helps them focus on some of the other needs that they may have.
Yeah, absolutely. Is the band playing? Usually we hear the brass band around
yes.
this time of year.
So on Saturdays we've been having the brass band go out.
Okay.
They did 2 weeks ago when the weather was pretty all right.
Bomby, yeah.
They went out to Star Market, and that was fun.
Okay.
To Star Market right down in Quincy.
Sure.
The 2 Saturdays since, we've been at the Stop and Shop in North Quincy.
Okay.
Most of our band players are all volunteers, so Saturday's usually the day.
Oh, I didn't know
when
that.
Folks
okay.
aren't working. Yeah.
Okay.
The band, I do play in the band when I can get
you.
There. Yeah. They stick me on whatever part we need to do, and so yeah, that's a pleasure.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned your services. Where and when do those occur?
Yeah. So we have church on Sundays.
Yep.
At 11 o'clock,
okay.
and that's where you'll hear the full brass band.
Ah, yes.
We have about 16 people that get together and play
okay.
Each week. If you come in the next couple of weeks, you know, everybody with vacations and the like
yes.
might be a smaller group, but
yes.
Normally throughout the year, we have a wonderful brass band, and they lead the congregation in singing. They provide special selections, and so it's a joy,
mm-hmm.
and I get to play with them as well,
mm-hmm.
So that's fun for me, too.
Yeah. Are you minister of the services also?
Yes.
Okay.
So my wife and I are the pastors.
You are. Okay.
It's a Protestant Christian denomination,
okay.
the Salvation Army.
What has your message been to the congregation, Captain, during this troubling time that we've been experiencing? You know, what is it that you tell folks?
Well, we've taken a lot of time to speak about hope and
yep.
looking forward, but also to look back. So to say, like, we're here, and the problems of a few years ago don't seem as big as they did when we were through them. So just taking time to be able to reflect, to see how good God has been through the years we've already lived, to give some hope and some confidence now. He'll get us through now. He'll get us through whatever comes. So that's been the overarching message, whether it's through Christmas or Thanksgiving or just through the crazy time that's been the pandemic, especially
right.
with this new wave of things coming through and people kind of shaking their heads, wondering when it's all going to be over.
Right.
And I often tell them, someday we'll look back and it will all be over, and we'll say, I wonder when we felt like it was over. And, so I would say, someday this will be a memory. And so that's one of the big messages
okay.
that we've been going through.
What are the COVID safety protocols in the actual building now?
So we follow the CDC
okay.
the CDC guidelines.
Okay.
So for vaccinated people, that they don't need to wear a mask when they come in. We encourage people to wear masks, especially if they've been places that they don't know
mm-hmm.
who they've intermingled with or whatnot, because we're seeing vaccinated people still contract COVID,
right.
and so hand sanitizer everywhere.
Okay,
encouraging people to abide by the CDC regulations and their best knowledge.
Okay,
of
sure. Okay, but yeah. no mandate, as it were. You're not checking at the door,
right.
vaccination
no.
cards, or
no.
Okay,
not at this time. We want
okay.
people to come in, be safe.
Yep.
but also to be able to come in and to join us.
Okay. Going forward into the new year, what is it that you'd be hoping to get going again?
So one of our big things that we'll be starting up right again in January is our regular food pantry hours. We're always looking for volunteers for that. I hear stories, obviously we're just here in July, but I hear stories of even 5 years ago where the folks would be working in the office and someone would buzz on the
yep.
door. And they'd go and they would help them with the food pantry thing, and then they'd go back to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's when 9 o'clock hits. We have the food pantry Monday through Friday, 9 to 11:30.
Okay.
And when 9 o'clock hits, there's folks at the door, and it's go, go, go.
It's all hands on deck, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
okay.
so we always need volunteers to come and help assemble boxes,
okay.
pull the fresh foods, any fresh foods that we've gotten in out of refrigerators, wheel it out to them. We have some seniors help them get it into the car.
Sure.
So that's one of the biggest things that will be going on. But we resume our normal programs. We have a women's ministries just get together each Thursday. Mm-hmm. So women from the community come on in. They have a meal together. They do various different things, depending on what week it is. We also have kids programs.
Okay.
We have a great badge-based program we call Troops that looks similar to Boys and Girl Scouts, but mm-hmm. just through the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And boys and girls come in, they learn different life skills, they earn badges, and then also, because we have such a wealth of musicians with us, we're able to provide music, beginner music instruction for kids.
Oh, okay.
So that all starts right. up again after the new year. Everything kind of resets to the normal busy instead right. of the holiday busy.
Yes.
So we're currently trying to spin the plates for now and also getting ready for that.
Okay. But everything you've talked about is dependent on donations.
Donations, volunteers.
Yeah.
It's about people.
Yeah.
People who are willing and able to give. People who are willing and able to give of their time. But you can see the impact.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the impact in the kids and people who volunteer now that have had people invest in them
sure.
decades ago.
Want to wish you a very safe, happy, healthy holiday season.
Thank you.
And a prosperous new year.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.